Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you haven't checked in yet, please call KGRHB.
Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Evening, there was a stationary incident to you. Check in now.
Eagle Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Good afternoon, and thank you for checking in. Good to hear you.
This is
Control
Charlie
November
8,
Whiskey
Victor,
Romeo
Oscar,
Ron
Tim,
Saginaw County.
In Richmond.
Double, double.
The Richmond station, try it again.
Net Control, this is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N8. WRO, Tim, Tango India Mike, in Richmond.
November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Tim, got you in there. Thanks for checking in. Other station, try again, over.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron, ECRO, Saginaw County.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Roger. Got you checked in. You're number 9, over.
This is WDA Delta X-ray Bravo checking in.
Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-ray Bravo. Got you in there, Charlie. Thanks for checking in. You're number 10. Out. Bravo, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you haven't checked in yet, wish to do so, please call. Or if you're listening via the UHF or DHF Wing Repeater, courtesy of Central Michigan Emergency Network, you may also check in. Please call KGRHB. Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in this afternoon for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Also, if you're listening on a Central Michigan Emergency Network linked repeater, UHF and DHF, you are also able to check in on this set. Please call KDRHB.
KERHB, I think I caught a WOJ. I think it was a KEAWOJ. Did you copy that?
Copied by intercept. Kilo Echo 8, Whisker. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey, Oscar, Juliet. Roger, you're added to the roster. This is KEERHB. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. We'll start off with Max, our emergency coordinator, Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. Go ahead, Max.
All right, KD8RHP, KD8DLN, thank you for taking net control this afternoon. I got a high noise floor from here. I've got your light copy now. It might improve as the net goes on. Just real brief, this evening we continue our planning for the fall set. That's at 7:30 on Zoom. Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock on Zoom is a FEMA Region 5 OXCOM committee for the record. And Thursday is a couple of things. The OXCOM work group for Michigan is on Thursday afternoon at 2. And then the FEMA Region 5 Rec League, we have a co-chair leader meeting that is to plan out the agenda for the next monthly meeting, which is at the end of August. With that, I hope everybody stays cool and safe and healthy this week. This is KEADON back to Max.
All right. Thanks, Max, for your comments. Thanks for handling all those meetings. But, yeah, appreciate you checking in. I have you light here, but I was able to copy 100%. So next on the list, Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. Go ahead, Jim.
88RHB in the net. This is KJBD. Name is Jim. I'm ECRO for Washtenaw County. Not too much happening. Things have settled down a little bit. We did a nice siren test and actually found another one was broke. That's sort of why we do this. You usually find a couple or three broke every year. But they get them out and get them fixed and we keep them all operational. Other than that, not too much going on. Just sort of chilling and waiting to see what's coming up in the fall. Anyway, thanks for running the net, Brett. Back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, very good, Jim. Those pesky sirens, I know. We've been working on those here as well, so, but same thing, we find them and get them fixed, so just got to be patient with it. But, all right, thanks for checking in. Next on the list, if you can hear me, Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango, Quebec, Zulu. You're up for comments, Mike.
WBATQZ is KJBD, assisting net control. You're up for comments. Up for comments, sir.
KJBD and WBATQZ. Thanks for the relay. You're about the only station that can copy very well. I see everybody else. They have a couple of days, so I will stay up for another day. Over.
All right, thanks, Jim.
KD8RHB, WBATQZ is done with his comments. Didn't have much to say, but he's up there and he's hanging in there. This is KJBD.
All right, very good, Jim, and thanks for relaying his comments. Appreciate it. All right, next on the list is Kilo Bravo 9, Indy Alpha Romeo, and then we'll take a standby. Go ahead, Don.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for running the desk there, Brett. Not a lot going on here. We did the parts on the air yesterday. Could have been a much better day for it. Temperature was up some, but set up under an oak tree and a little bit of a breeze. It was pretty nice. That's about all I have. Back to net control. KD8RHB, KD9IAR.
All right, very good, Don. Glad you were able to get out and do some photo yesterday. Always a good time. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you. All right, we'll take a standby. Are there any other stations out there wishing to check into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet? Also, if you're listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network's Richard Peter System, contact the number 8. Don't check in on this
I don't have anything to add. I just wanted to let you know that you're starting to drop into the noise here. Any OBU, I'll be monitoring. Thanks for being there, control. Brett and everybody on the net, after four trips up the Mackinac, you're on up there. One on UHF, 145.31, one on UHF, 444-600 with a 151.4PL. So if you're listening on either one of them, feel free to check into the net. We also turned the DMR on and up that way on the pin-conning pair. And there's one on the Sioux on the Mackinac, or on the Detroit pair, so kind of broadening the horizon a little bit. But again, if you can hear this net on the VHF or UHF or Peter and Mackinac, feel free to check in. Back to you, Brett. KBSWR.
All right, thanks both for everything you guys do with Central Michigan Emergency Network. It really helps out us locally and everyone across the state. It's a nice service, so thank you very much. Appreciate you checking in and good degrees. Next station, November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Tim, you're up for comment.
Thanks, Brett. Nothing much new, except we're still looking forward to Macomb County, a D2 county, to the Oakland County invite to the Dream Cruise. We do have the five members going there. And the last thing is we're doing a little postcard, one of the old postcard recruitment projects, sending out postcards to new hams in the county, trying to bump up our membership. But short of that, that's it. This is NAWRO, back to net.
All right, very good, Jim. Thanks for checking in, and I applaud you guys for doing that. Out to members and get them involved again and with a postcard. That's pretty awesome. Thanks for giving that a go. All right, next on the list, Kilo Charlie 880, Victor Foxtrot. Ron, you're up for comment.
This is KC8YVF, Ron ECRO for Saginaw County. Just last Tuesday, we completed another one of our public service events. We did the National Night Out here in Saginaw County, had a real good turnout for the event. We ended up with having three helicopters come in. We had one of the medical helicopters from the local hospital. We had Trooper 3 that was there, and also a Chinook from the Air National Guard came in for that. So everybody enjoyed all of that part of it. Had a good turnout at the ham radio booth that we had. We had our county communications trailer there and had a good turnout there as well. So next up, we'll be waiting for the fall SAT in October there, and then we'll complete our year with our last public service event that comes up toward the end of November. So that's all I've got for Saginaw County. This is KC8YVF, back to net.
All right, very good, Ron. Thank you so much for checking in, and it sounds like we had a lot of good stuff going on, especially with National Night Out. So that sounded like it was a good time. So good for you guys. All right, thank you, and next on the list is Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-Ray Bravo. Charlie, you're up.
Yeah, KB8RHB, this is WD8AXB, Charlie in Kalamazoo County, District 5. Nice to hear KB9IAR check in, and of course yourself for District 5, so I'm not all alone here. About the only thing worth commenting on, I guess, is this coming Wednesday night, there will be the Kalamazoo Races meeting down at the Kalamazoo County Sheriff's Department EOC meeting room. Not sure what's on the table for training. I'm not sure if we're going to be handling some new 800 megahertz handheld radios or just what is on the table. But I know that was talked about. other than that, been pretty quiet for ham radio, and just been laying low, resting this week. I can't stand the heat, and just finishing up recovering from the second cataract surgery. So I've had both eyes touched on, and things seem to be improved. The left eye is a little slower coming back than the right eye did, but we're optimistic. So still under a doctor's care for the left eye for sure. Back to you, Brett, and I put on the headphones today so I could hear the weak stations. Some are weak and some are doing quite well over here. 73, back to you, Brett, WD8AXB, over.
All right, very good, Charlie. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for your comments, and hopefully a speedy recovery for you. So thanks again for checking in. All right, next station, Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey, Oscar, Juliet. You're up for comments.
Oscar, Julia, you're up for comments.
All right, nothing heard. We'll take a standby here. Are there any other stations wishing to check in before we close for the Michigan Amateur Radio, or Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet? If you're listening on Central Michigan Emergency Network, UHF, or VHF Leak Repeater System, you may also check in. Please call KAD and RHB.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee, Quebec, Joe and Clinton, Chattanooga, Michigan. Wishing to check in and one comment for the guy that stationed and had the cataract surgery.
Okay, the Kilo Echo 4 station, give me your call again, and then you can go ahead and do your comments, over.
Yes, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Joe and Clinton, Chattanooga, Michigan. And the fellow that had the cataract surgery, after you start healing up, be aware to watch for any flashing lights that you may get, you may not, but if you see any flashing light in your vision, inside your vision, your eye, either eye, that may be a retina tear. Don't ignore it, because you could go blind if you let it go. You don't always get them, but it can happen to some. I had it happen. And they have to laser your cornea to your retina, rather, excuse me, the retina, because there's a slight tear possibly in the retina. That's the flashing light. So just FYI, thank you, Net Control, from Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec.
Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Roger, thank you for your comments. Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, did you roger the traffic? Over.
Yeah, Roger, I copy that. That point didn't even get raised. Didn't even get raised for any reason with the doctor. So I'll be seeing the doctor again on Friday. So I'll bring it up and see what she has to say. Thank you, Zulu Yankee Quebec. This is WD8AXB. Back to you, Brett.
All right, very good. All right, we'll take one last standby. Actually, Kilo 8 Julia Bravo Delta, will you put out a final net call, over?
KD8RHB is KJBD, will do. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta, assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net. Any station wishing to check in, please call now. Repeat, any station wishing to check in to the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. This is KJBD. KD8RHB, KJBD, nothing heard.
Roger, 5 intercept. Okay, want to thank everyone for checking into the net this afternoon, and thank Central Michigan Emergency Network for linking up the repeater system. Hopefully with the addition of the other repeaters, it'll give others an opportunity, you know, to check in here, as well as when needed. So. Thanks again, and everybody enjoy the rest of your afternoon and have a safe week. This is KD8RHB, and this net is closed. Closed down, out. Return this frequency back to normal amateur use. Out.